Welcome to WebAx, practical web accessibility tips.
WebAx.blogspot.com.
WebAx. Website accessibility. Web standards.
Hello, welcome to WebAx podcast number 79, CSUN 2010 preview. This is your host Dennis, and today I'm going to be speaking with Jennison Assumption about the upcoming CSUN conference in San Diego, California, which is formally titled the Annual International Technology and Persons with Disability Conference. So, a lot of things going on. He and I will both be presenting, but there's lots of other interesting sessions besides our own, and a tweet up, and a good keynote speaker, so it's going to be good. If you're at the conference, feel free to say hello. I'd appreciate that. Without further ado, here it is.
WebAx. And this is Dennis, and I have Jennison Assumption on the line. Hello, Jennison.
Hey, how's it going, Dennis?
Good, thanks. How are you doing this evening?
I'm looking forward to the nice warmth of San Diego in a number of weeks.
Yes, just in a few weeks, I will, for the first time, meet you in person, so that'll be nice.
Yeah.
And for those of you who are not familiar with Jennison's work, he is an IT accessibility professional, very active on Twitter and everything else on the web.
Yeah, I do. I do web accessibility. I work on web accessibility for a bank here in Canada by day, and in my night hours, I do research into the use of different computer technologies by college and university students with disabilities, more from the usability accessibility perspective and policy stuff here in Canada. And then outside of that, I've gotten kind of mixed up with Twitter and LinkedIn and all other stuff. But it's just about building community and helping out the developer community get comfortable with accessibility.
And I know you're a big part of that, so which is how I got to know you. So thank you for your participation, all your knowledge that you're putting out there for everybody, which is what we're going to do right now, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk about one of my favorite conferences.
Yes, so this CSUN it's known by in San Diego. It starts up in a few weeks.
Let's see,
March 22nd,
That's when the pre-conference, as I grab my calendar quickly. March 22nd, Monday and Tuesday are the pre-conference, and then Wednesday the 24th through Saturday the 27th are the actual conference days. And this is the first time they're in San Diego. It's over the last number of years. This is going to be number 5 for me. The first time I was there was in 93, and it was extremely...
Can you hold...
It was extremely...
See, hold that thought. I just wanted to say that for those that aren't too familiar with this conference, and this is going to be my first year, but it's known by CSUN, but it's actually the International Technology and Persons with Disabilities Conference.
And CSUN standing for... California State University at Northridge.
Okay. And it's always previously been hosted like in the LA area, correct?
It's always been in Los Angeles, spread over 2 hotels, which pose some challenges for some folks because you have to travel between hotels and both the exhibits and the presentations were between 2 hotels. So I think, kudos to the folks at, California State, Northridge, and the Center on Disabilities, which is are the people at CSUN who are really heading this up.
Okay.
They found a location in San Diego, the Manchester Grand Hyatt. So everything will be under one roof. So that will be really nice.
Yeah, that's great. And it looks like a really nice hotel, too.
Yeah, I read the descriptions, and I'm looking forward to it. From what I've read, it's almost like they have a pedestrian mall with restaurants and such, built up along the water. So
nice.
You'll likely find me out there when I'm not in session.
Let's see. So Do you know how long this conference has been going on, or how many you tube
before? So this is their 25th anniversary. So you're coming, and everyone who's coming are joining this conference at a good year, because they haven't announced anything big yet, but I'm assuming that there'll be some big celebratory activities happening. But this is their 25th anniversary, first year in San Diego.
Is it the Wednesday night there's going to be the meetup, the Twitter meetup?
Correct. Yeah, that's going to be a big one. That's being sponsored by a bunch of folks, including WebAIM and Adobe.
And RIM.
And RIM and the Pace Yellow. Yes. And that's going to be fun. I think getting all those accessibility folk in one room, I'm wondering if they're going to take insurance out on that ballroom, because that's a good portion of some of the big thinkers and such, and everyone in one big room. So it'll be great. I know they're going to be doing closed captioning, and there'll be tweeting happening from there. And Molly Holschlag will be starting the whole thing up.
Oh, so she is.
Yeah, it'll be awesome to have someone of her caliber, kind of, you know, from the mainstream standards world, if you will, coming in there and meeting with us. And there's a bunch of other folks we'll be, you're presenting to.
Yeah, there's going to be a few folks that, with like apps or something, that have been asked to give just like a 5-minute speech or demo or something. So I'm slated.
So that's Wednesday night. Really quickly, if I could, Tuesday night though, is what I'm really looking forward to is the keynote, address. And that's a keynote by Ivan Castro, who is he's a really interesting guy. He's an Iraqi war vet. He lost his vision serving in Iraq, and he's serving as in the special forces. He's an interesting guy, and he's going to talk about his experiences and stuff. So that'll be Tuesday night, 5:30. So that's when you'll catch me there for sure.
Okay,
I'm looking forward to hearing his story. Outside of the conference in the main, the keynote is definitely something that if folks are around that night. I know a lot of people will be flying in the Tuesday, but if you're there in time, definitely come out and check out the keynote address.
Yeah, that definitely sounds worth attending. And of course, I'll be speaking on Thursday morning at like 8:30 or 8:15 or something.
8 o'clock.
Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah, 8 o'clock. So Joseph O'Connor and I will be speaking on Twitter and accessibility with the web and also mobile and desktop applications. So it should be good.
You guys are doing a little crowdsourcing around that this weekend, as this is being recorded.
Yeah, we were asking for some input from people on Twitter. And just about their experiences with Twitter and assistive technology. So it might not be too late. Even if it is, feel free to tweet and use the hashtag CSUN10S. CSUN10S, I believe, yeah. Input was pretty good. And so we're working on putting something together a little different than your normal, you know, lecture. It'd be more of a humanized angle to it, I think. So, are you?
Well, I registered, and I just want to encourage people to make sure for the sessions when you can to go in, sign in, go to the csunconference.org site, log into your notebook and book seats. For different presentations, for two reasons. One is to guarantee yourself a seat, because they will turn people away at the door if there's an overflow, if your name isn't on the list. But also it lets you stay up to date on if there are any schedule changes.
So when you log in, go to, the sessions, and the general sessions, and then you could find...
You'll see a little reserve link, I think it is.
Yeah, you gotta select a session that you're interested in, and when it gives you the description, there's like a reserve link or something.
You got it. Yeah. So, and I've got two presentations myself. I've got one on the Wednesday morning. It's again bright and early, and that first presentation is called The Positive Scale, a method for assessing technology accessibility in post-secondary education. So that's a bit of a mouthful, but essentially... I co-direct a research group called the AdaptTech Research Network, and we develop the scale that colleges and universities can use. They can administer it in paper or online, and their students with disabilities can basically self-assess how accessible different campus IT are and how accessible e-learning is on campus. Because a lot of, you know, they like to have hard data. They like to have facts. So this scale will allow colleges and universities to actually measure that using their scale questions, and it's all statistically sound and all that good stuff. So that's good for decision makers, so that they can make a case for in making improvements for accessibility, and people will be able to leave with copies of that scale. So that's Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. bright and early.
What category is that under? Because I'm
that's under post-secondary education.
Is that the LRN?
No, PSC. And I should mention something about that, Dennis, if I could quickly. For people who are, this is your first year coming to CSUN, they've actually done a good job in breaking out the sessions into 11 different categories.
Oh, they didn't have those before?
No, they always have, but I'm just saying for first time people, if you're interested, if you have a particular interest area. And I won't go through all of them, but they have things like augmentative and alternative communication, blind low vision, employment, cognitive learning, the web, which is my big one, K-12, K-12, and some of the other disability groups. So you can actually, if you have specific interests that way, you can sort the schedule and pick only the ones that are for that stream, if you will.
Yeah, it works pretty well.
So, and that's the neat thing about CSUN is it really is, I kind of call it almost the consumer electronics show for accessibility and assistive and adaptive technologies, because you've got everything from beginner to advanced, all those different categories. So you could really, it can be overwhelming. I remember when I first came back in 93, it was totally overwhelming. And I basically ended up just attending sessions, not knowing which ones to really do. Mm-hmm. But obviously, now that I'm in the field, I can.
You have a better idea.
Yeah.
So, are you presenting at any other sessions, or just?
Yeah, I've got one more, which I'm really psyched about. On Friday, from 10:40 to 11:40, I've got a session under the web, and we'll be presenting preliminary findings of a social media accessibility study that we carried out with over 800 college and university students with all types of disabilities.
Oh, yeah, I remember you were working on that not too long ago.
I was blogging that last fall.
Yeah, I have that one on my schedule.
Cool. So, yeah, so we're really excited. You know, we asked them a whole bunch of questions. Asked them, you know, what different social media they're using, different activities, how accessible each social medium is, problems that they're experiencing, how they're connecting to the web, all kinds of stuff. Now, we're not going to be able to present all that data. We're busy right now finalizing which pieces, but certainly stay tuned for that. I'm looking forward to that because I've become really entrenched with social media, so I've become really curious about the issue.
Yeah, well, it's definitely the hot topic right now, obviously. Social media and accessibility is really becoming one of the big topics, I think.
Absolutely. And just looking at my, you know, among, you know, without recommending, because there's a danger in kind of recommending specific sessions without having to recommend all of them, because you don't want to miss anyone. I will say that there's, you know, Apple is there in full force presenting, and Apple's been getting a lot of press with all their accessible toys. So they've got a bunch of different sessions, so check out them. Greg Fields will be presenting a bunch of stuff from Research in Motion with their accessible Blackberries and all that good stuff. So there's a bunch of presentations from that perspective. But all the other folks will be there as well.
Yeah, the Blackberry ones are interesting because, you know, everybody talks about Apple's products being accessible, but the BlackBerry, from what I understand, is pretty accessible. And there's even I'm slated on Thursday to go to a session called Creating Closed Captioned Content for BlackBerry Smartphones. which sounds pretty interesting.
No, for sure. I mean, again, there's another trend, right, that's really big. There's actually quite a few, outside of the stuff that Greg is doing from RIM, there's quite a few other mobile phone and mobile accessibility presentations. So if you do a keyword search on if mobile, I think next year they should create a separate category for mobile, just so you can call them out a little bit.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
But Yahoo and Google will both be there presenting stuff. Wednesday seems to be a big day for virtual world accessibility. So Al Smith will be presenting a virtual world accessibility talk, and also Catherine Mancuso will be presenting something. If you look them up, you'll find them on Wednesday. Anything, of course. I can't forget mentioning anything by WebAIM, Jared Smith and all of his crew. Particularly if you're newcomers to the whole web accessibility area, they've got a presentation on cognitive disabilities, which is big now with WCAG 2. But then, of course, there's a whole cognitive disabilities stream. But definitely, WebAIM, don't miss, if you can get into one of their sessions, they're not to be missed.
Yeah, those are the more, I think, practical kind of ones.
They also have pre-conferences, too, for those of you interested. On the Monday and Tuesday, there are some longer sessions where you're actually, I believe, in labs and stuff. So check those out, particularly if you're a beginner, the pre-conference sessions. I know WebAIM, again, is doing one, and Adobe, again, they're doing some stuff during the main. I'm booked off in a bunch of sessions. And I actually have compiled a beginner's list. So if people are interested, you can always tweet me, Jennison, J-E-N-N-I-S-O-N. It's not, you know, and it's very web-focused, I'll say that up front, but if you're interested, I'm more than happy to share a beginner's list for people who are going for the first time.
That'd be great, thanks. Okay, so I think that pretty much captures a little bit of everything. So you got the keynote Tuesday night, right?
If I could just add really quickly some other quick things. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning, I just noticed on the schedule they're going to be having sessions for orienting people who are blind and who have low vision to the facility, Hyatt, which is kind of neat. They're early, but check that out on the schedule. It's the first thing in the morning, and also, there's a Twitter hashtag for the conference, which is CSUN 10, I think. Sun 10, and they've got a Facebook fan page. You can look them up under Center on Disabilities, and there's also a LinkedIn events page. You can search under events for that.
Oh, yes. And I think I joined that. I have to double check.
I think you're on it. And I'll be tweeting from the conference if anyone wants to hear my musings. I have a separate stream that I'm using, a separate channel for tweeting from the conference, and that will be A11YCONF. I'll be using the hashtag too, but if you want to follow what I'm up to, I know there's going to be a lot of stuff, so you might want to just follow the hashtag, but if you want to follow my musings particularly, you can catch me on A11YCONF.
Great. And then, yeah, sounds like so much going on. It's going to be great. The Twitter meetup Wednesday night.
Yep. And there's going to be something about Section 508. I know there's some buzz, some rumors and things, and I think that there might be a session or some sort of town hall or something. So stay tuned for that. I think they might just announce it on site, but there's going to be something about Section 508 and the refresh.
Oh, okay.
That's what I've heard. So it's unconfirmed, but let's look out for something on that at the conference.
I'll definitely keep an ear out for that. Okay. Well, rest up, everybody. It's going to be a crazy week, but lots of fun, too, and lots of learning. So hopefully I'll be ready.
It'll be nice. Like you said, it'll be nice to meet up with a bunch of folk who, you know, you communicate either by email or on Twitter or LinkedIn.
Yeah, or all of them.
Have a chance to say hello in person.
Yeah. I've definitely met a lot of people this year that I'm looking forward to meeting at CSUN. So it's going to be great. All right, Jennison, thank you so much for your input. And you definitely know a lot about this conference, obviously, so I know a lot of people are going to appreciate your input and your assistance with hopefully them attending. And Yeah, so I will see you there in a few weeks.
Definitely. Thanks,
Jennison. Thanks, Jennison. Take care.
Find the WebEx podcast and blog at webex.blogspot.com. That's WEBAXE.blogspot.com.